understand why they don't work sometimes. I hit the fucking light button instead it gives me a warning. And it's like, why?
3, 2.
Ah, oh, fuck.
Is so indeed. That should be the tagline for the Kind of Funny boarding show. 3, 2, .. Ah, fuck. Hey everyone, welcome to the Kind of Funny Morning Show. It's Thursday, and that means, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, tonight's Venom. I don't know why I decided to do the show that way. We're putting on housekeeping, but you know what, who cares? Kevin, give me the housekeeping graphic. Do we have that again?
Housekeeping, you want me to jerk you off?
What kind of hotel is this?
Like, this whole show has, we've already been looking forward to this.
Here's the thing, I came in today, and I was like, I'm on point, man. I got in here at like fucking 10 a.m. on the dot. I was like, I'm getting all these great stories together, some trailers that we missed. I'm on fucking point, doggy dog. Kevin comes in, and he's just unfurled.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening? Is the thing at 2?
It's out of
Is
it.
Is this here?
Out of it.
I don't understand.
Well, no, somebody said,
he's frazzled.
Yeah.
The thing at 2:30. I was like, no, it's scheduled
he's
like, for 2. Is it
and
two?
Then he's,
I made a big deal yesterday.
Then he goes
yesterday.
Out of the room, and he comes back
Is
and
Venom
he goes,
tonight?
Wait a minute. Is Venom tonight? And I'm like, yeah,
Kevin, what happened to you?
And then he goes, wait, he goes, are we still doing it?
Yeah.
And to which I replied, like in my brain, I'm like, wait, does this mean we don't have to see Venom?
Yeah.
I get confused. Jared Petty's here. He doesn't know where the hell he's at.
Bumping into shit.
Cougar comes in and says, I want to go to Walgreens. And Jared, does anyone want anything? I go with Diet Coke. Jared Petty goes, do they have hard boiled eggs? The look on Cougar's face was priceless. He was like, that was so many steps beyond his understanding of Jared Petty's diet that he just backed out of the room slowly and left. Calls Kevin 10 minutes later, says, put Jared on the phone. They have a conversation that is the most...
About hard-boiled eggs.
He was like, well, if they don't have hard-boiled eggs, just get me a packet of lunch meat. And I hear the other end just go silent.
Give me a pound of lunch meat and... 2 paint rollers.
This morning has just been a nonstop shenanigans. Punctuated by really hilarious trailers that we watched a few of them beforehand and some really sad news stories. But before I get into that, Andy, let me ask you this question.
What's up?
Did you get your party invite?
No, I mean, I see the invites here.
Do you see the party invites?
I don't know what they're for.
I'll tell you what they're
for. I'm very curious.
These, my friend, are invitations to the party.
Oh, yeah? What
and
party?
And Joey Noel's going to bring that party right now.
The DC party? Oh, here we go, baby.
Cannonball.
Dude, I need it, man.
Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
This is the last news story, but because today nothing's going correct, it doesn't matter. You saw Bad Times at the El Royale last night.
I did
And you did not like it?
I did not like it.
Oh, no.
Joey, I'm heartbroken for you.
You
have not shut up about this.
Yeah, you are so in. John Hamm? Shut up, is what you kept saying.
No,
John
Hamm, the torso.
Shut up.
It was the long torso, the Chris Hemsworth torso, it's like 8 feet long.
Shit, the party's too much. The party's too much.
What is happening? The party's too much.
Man, I'll tell you what, you know when you have a drinking problems? When you start spilling drinks, you know
Jesus
what I mean?
Jesus Christ.
I had a friend of mine that was actually an alcoholic, so it's sad to make fun of him, but we didn't realize that until later. And we'd be like, man, like he would walk around and be like, man, you got a drinking problem. He goes, I never spill a drop. I was like, that's pretty funny. But then it turns out he used to do speed.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Well, whatever. He's fine now, I think, or maybe dead.
Okay.
Already lost track.
Haven't kept in touch with him in a while.
No, he was one of my brother's friends.
Thank you.
And you know, after high school, you just drift away. Speaking of high school, I'm going to my 20-year high school reunion tomorrow.
Jesus, thank you, Cooper.
Isn't that fucking nutso?
That's pretty nuts.
Well, I'm leaving for the reunion tomorrow. Here's how it's going to work. We're going to get back to the El Royale in a second. But right now, I want to tell you guys a little bit about what my life's going to look like for the next couple of days. Cool, Greg, by the way, shout out. Death Eaters.
I didn't know that's what the logo was.
Yeah, this is a Death Eaters logo.
I thought it was like a Cobra Kai thing or something.
I got this shirt at the theater that the Harry Potter and the Cursed Child show I went and saw in London.
Got it.
So it was amazing. Friday, flying in, having some friends over at my mom's house. We're making some pizza at my parents' house. Mama Scarpino and I make pizza.
Us?
I because like they live in Riverside, Joey.
I know, but we've said that we would go to Riverside to hang out with your parents.
Quid pro quo is what I say to you. Do you know what that means? That's French for as soon as your mom has us over, we'll have you over.
Yeah.
But no one else, you're the only one that wants to go to my parents' house. I've heard Greg. No, multiple
I'm sorry,
people.
Kevin. Would you not go to Mrs. Takagami's house for a sleepover and we spend the night in the living room and watch 80s movies?
Joey, I'm offended right now because I've asked you multiple times to go hang out with your parents. So don't act like this.
It's weird. You want to hang out with my dad. You want to have a sleepover at my mom's house.
I just want your mom to make us cookies, and I want to be treated like a child again.
Okay, that sounds great.
Either of your parents.
That sounds like a great idea.
Like, imagine this. It's Halloween time, right? Now, granted, we're all traveling for Halloween. Greg and I are going to Toronto for the gaming convention. Coming back, we're probably going to be too tired because fucking life beats you down into the ground when you're an adult.
Wait, when is that thing?
That's from the 26th to the 28th.
Okay.
So I have... It's a weekend of TwitchCon. So theoretically speaking, we do have the 31st available, Mrs. Takagami. But it's a Wednesday, and it's going to be hard. And my friends have invited me to do something that I actually really want to do, which is not that I don't want to hang out with you guys, but my friends have kids, and they were like, we're going up to Marin, and we're going to go trick-or-treating if Uncle Nick wants to come. And I'm like, that sounds awesome.
Dude, just a bunch of those Dots candies? I love the Dots candies.
Because the candy
is too small to eat all the candies. So if he gets a bunch of candy, he has to share with Big Uncle Nick.
Yeah.
And Aunt Dee.
Just a bunch of the... Did you ever have the rich neighborhoods back home that gave out the full size Snickers?
Does that mean you're not going to go to Greg Miller's Halloween party?
If he has a Halloween party, I might go to that. I might not go to that. I don't know. Right. What I'm saying is, what if we forego that? We go trick-or-treating with the kids, and then we go to Mrs. Takagami's house, and we have a sleepover where we all lay out all the sleeping bags and all that stuff. Everyone cooks brownies and stuff. We order pizza, and we just watch the following movies. Sleepy Hollow.
Okay.
Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The original Halloween.
Ghost Dad.
Hocus Pocus. Ghost Dad's out. Can't. He got convicted.
Yeah, he got convicted.
We can watch. I've never seen Casper, so we can
watch
Casper.
How many fucking movies are we watching this night?
We're staying up all night until one of us has some sort of diabetic coma.
We can also entice Andy to come by saying that there's a Topgolf by my parents.
Oh, shit.
The fuck up, for real.
Like 10 minutes away, yeah.
Oh my god, Topgolf is the jam.
Now, here's
the
deal. Here's how this is going to go. We're going to plan to go to Topgolf, and then when we get to Mrs. Takagami's house, none of us are going to want to leave. You understand that?
That's so good.
The plan is there, but we're all going to go, do we really want to go out right now? Because we're being jammies, by the way. Did I forget to mention that step?
Jammies
all of us
the
have to wear the jammies.
Nonstop jam?
Oh, nonstop jams.
Are you going to give me shit for my jammies?
Yeah, 100%.
What are they?
Kevin, I'll show you a picture.
You don't have a picture of my jammies.
Kevin, we go to the spring break. It was the spring break. Yeah, spring break.
You
were there. And Kevin, we all getting like, I guess, I don't think any of us really gotten jammies except Kevin disappears and then comes back in the world's biggest shirt that was yellow and like these big basketball pants and then just comes in and lays down on the couch and starts tummy searching for the internet.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, it stopped. All conversations
were
stopped.
We're like, in the
what
kitchen.
The fuck?
No, I remember this being super drunk and not knowing
it
was Kevin.
Yeah.
I remember not knowing. Yeah. In my peripheral, I thought it was somebody else.
Andy, you were shocked that it was me.
I was shocked. We were also very drunk. So everything else was funny, right? Like, anything could have been funny. But I just see, like, this stranger with, like, the brightest pastel yellow, very soft color.
That's actually my dad's pajama shirt.
And I turn around, and it's Kevin. I was like, oh, my God, I didn't know that was you.
But you know when the shirt, and this is not a knock against Kevin's dad's shirt. It's just, you know when you've slept in the shirt for too long and it's all sorts of stretched out and wonka-wonk, but that's when it's most comfortable?
Yep.
It's like the first night you put the shirt on, you're like, why is this thing strangling me as I sleep? Mm-hmm. By night five, you're like, this is perfect, but it's a little stinky pinky.
It's got all your oils.
Got a little bit of funk, you know, a little bit of ball juice on it.
To be clear, it did not smell.
It looked like you had been in the shirt for a month.
It looked
and
like
if you jumped off a fucking 7-story building like that raccoon from yesterday, you'd go.
Also, I don't sleep with shirts on, so I actually don't sleep in the shirt. I just wear it until I'm ready to sleep.
This is a comfy shirt.
A
lot to unpack there. Going back to Joey, how was Bad Times at the El Royale?
Oh man, I did
what was
not
wrong
like
with it?
It?
What didn't you like about it?
Was this a prominent shot in the movie?
Kind of, Chris Hemsworth. Not really.
Like, why is his torso so fucking long?
I mean, he doesn't wear an actual shirt, like a button-up shirt closed in the entire movie.
Does he wear it open like this?
Yeah. Or he doesn't wear one.
He looks like a fucking caricature, like a Disney Pixar drew, like, oh, well, yeah. Chris Hemsworth has a long torso, so let's accentuate his torso.
He looks like how I imagine Troy Baker looks without a shirt, but I've never seen it before. But that's how I think, if I had to draw Troy Baker without a shirt, that's what I would draw.
Are we, like, noticing how dumb, whoa.
Whoa.
How dumb his face looks, damn it.
What happened?
I don't know, it just went away.
Where are we? There it is.
Look at his face.
No, he's fucking gorgeous.
What's wrong with his face?
No, he doesn't
Don't
look gorgeous.
Face shame him.
What are you talking about?
I'm face
what are you saying?
I'm saying his face looks dumb. His, whatever the hell's going on over here.
His thrust bucket is amazing.
Shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those things where his waist is so skinny, pants can't even stay on him because they don't want to, because they want to show everyone.
Yeah, they're like, everybody deserves to see this.
Good fucking googly moogly.
So, all the performances were really great. Like, everybody I thought in it was really good, including Dakota Johnson, which I had relatively low expectations for. I actually really liked her character.
Wait, you don't like Dakota Johnson?
I've only ever seen her in 50 Shades of Grey, and that's not really
She's a good actress.
She's not
They don't give her much to do
she was in 50 really good Shades of Grey. This. I liked it. I just did not like the story. Pretty much, like, the setting was awesome. The way that they, even the way that they showed the story, like, in different chapters from different perspectives, I thought was cool. But it seemed like over exposition, and at the same time, like, why does any of this matter?
Yeah.
Like, it was, I don't really know how you do both of those at the same time. Like, too much story, not enough, but...
Well, it's hard because this movie is clearly a character-driven movie, right? Like, whatever the mystery is just a thin, this like, guise to bring all these characters together and see them interact. And that's kind of always this, like, the mystery kind of noir film.
Yeah.
It really is just to kind of showcase, like, the human condition.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering if it's just not enough of the plot.
Too many of those. There wasn't, like, necessarily one cohesive story.
Oh, that's unfortunate. It's got a great cast,
it's
though.
It's great. And I was... So nobody that I went with like last night liked it, but then I was talking to kind of funny best friend Matt Rohrbeck, who saw it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
and he really liked it. He said it's a very slow burn, like mystery noir, and he really liked it. He called it. He said that like Diet Tarantino was like almost too insulting, and he would call it Tarantino Zero if we're comparing it to Coke. And I also don't particularly love Tarantino movies, so that could also be it, too.
Yeah, but the thing about the Tarantino movies is, like, it's hard to pull off the vignette-style storytelling of, like, here are these two characters that you see at the beginning of the film, and then halfway through you go back to their story and show how they got there. That is very hard to pull off, because it's very hard for modern audiences, myself included, to be like, wait a minute, we're going back? Like, we've already been here. What's happening?
Yeah.
Like, you have to really build that very, very expertly.
Yeah.
Deftly.
It's weird. Yeah. I don't know. It was a weird movie. I haven't been this conflicted about walking out of a movie. And I don't want it to say that it's, like, comparative necessarily. But just the feeling out is when, like, I walked out of Batman v Superman being like, man, I really wanted to like that. And I did not.
Here's the big question that a lot of people ask in the chat. Is it better than Grease 2?
No.
Well, there you have it.
Currently sitting at a 65 on Metacritic.
That's not bad. Where's it at on the RT scale?
76.
76? Joe, you might be the wrong.
I think that this is going to be, and Matt and I were talking about it. He's like, I don't think that mainstream audiences are really going to like it. And I think that like film critic-y people are going
to. So Tarantino fans are going to love it. Maybe. Or they're going to love tearing it apart because it's not Tarantino.
Yeah.
Cool.
What were you going to say, Kev?
I was going to say, it's not officially out yet, right?
No, it doesn't come out till the 12th.
Why is it in so many theaters?
It was Draft House did a thing, and they showed it last night.
Why does the poster look like the Infinity War poster?
Let me see. It's dope.
Yeah.
Probably because it has Chris Hemsworth on it.
I will say, the redeeming thing is that all of the performances are awesome. And that was the one thing I walked out being like, Cynthia Erivo, who plays Darlene Sweet, she's like one of the girls she sings in the trailer, put her in everything. She's so good. She's incredible.
What's her name?
Cynthia Erivo.
I put Arroyo to come up with some like bankruptcy attorney in Redlands.
I think did like the Color Purple Broadway musical.
Oh, Erivo. Got it. Oh, yeah. She's awesome.
She's incredible. Yeah. Dakota Johnson was really good.
Mm-hmm.
The other girl that was in it, whose name I don't remember because I hadn't seen her in anything, was really good. John Hamm. Jeff Bridges.
How did you feel about John Hamm?
He was really good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. Everyone, Joey says it sucks. Don't go see it. Don't even give it a chance. That's basically what I said.
I did not say that.
Well, that's what I heard. That's what I heard.
I want somebody else in this office to go see it.
I want to see it. I won't see it this weekend. The problem is, like, but if I don't see it this weekend, I won't see it because there's not other stuff coming out. Oh, when does it come out?
October 12th.
But it's in theaters several different places today.
Oh, that's weird.
I'm sure they're just screenings.
Hmm.
like advanced screenings. Okay, moving on. Tonight, Venom. We are seeing Venom. We will review Venom. It probably will be live close to midnight, if not before or a little bit after. But of course, it'll be posted by tomorrow, God willing. We've had some tech issues today and throughout the entire week. So we'll see what happens. But we will be reviewing Venom. We'll give our probably, we'll do the old format for it. It should be spoil-free moments for a little bit, and then we'll get into the minutia. But it will not be a plot-by-plot, beat-by-beat in review style. We will be plugging that into the rankings next week. But just tomorrow's video will just be a straight-up old kind of funny reviews, and it's going to be fun. Greg's back. Tim is not here. So we will have a little bit of the shenanigans of Greg making himself laugh until none of us understand what the fuck he's talking about. As a tip reminder, we will take tips today at the $5 above level. Kevin, graphic me.
Give me your fucking money!
If you want to give us some of that fucking money, please do. We'd love to take a tip from you. We'll read anything at the $5 above level, provided it's something that's sane and not super abusive. And we will also take cheers at the 500 or above cheer level. First off, kicking it off, WingFan191 gave us a tip and said, found a new vid for the morning show intro, I hope. Oh man, let me tell you something right now. Stow your row, fucking WingFan191. Like, slow down a little
bit. There's also a lot of instructions.
Yeah, Cool Gray would approve. Skip the two, okay, you're already, skip to the 210 mark? Are you kidding me? Watch for 10 seconds and be amazed. The title of the story will explain it all.
Let's do it. We're here, you know what I mean?
You want to do it?
Let's do it.
You vandalized the Winnebago, good. Okay.
All right, what's the name of the thing?
The thing is, if you're listening to this, it says full interview with Timothy Dam, suspected of vandalizing the Winnebago County Republican HQ.
That's the way I took it. I mean, if you look at the date there, I'm assuming it has to do with that.
So,
the shirt
has the date of the
back. Dr. Ford went to testify in front of Congress and the American people.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
So, okay. The joke is that he clearly did this, right? Because he's got the same date on the back of his t-shirt as it is on the thing.
Yeah.
Here's what I want to tell you, WingFan191. First off, to be positive, thank you for the tip. We appreciate that you tried.
Yeah.
You failed us miserably.
Mm-hmm. Miserably.
Okay.
We're never going to get that time back.
A fun clip should be let's start putting some constraints on this. First off, you want to try to make the intro slate. That is the pantheon of fun.
You're trying to go.
You might make it
straight to a Marvel movie.
Yeah,
we've
dude.
Added two in the last year.
Yeah,
and they were amazing.
And they're great.
They were amazing. What was yesterday's? We did one yesterday that I was like, it was also Skizip that sent it.
Was it?
That was
the raccoon falling.
Wasn't worthy of a
no, because it was too long.
Yeah.
This is the thing. The fun. What's going on with my hair? I don't like it. The fun clip should be no longer than, let's say, 20 seconds. And it's got to be the I better be laughing my ass off by 10 seconds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You better, like, you got to wow me. You want an intro, it's got to be something that's coming at us from a different angle, man. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? We don't just add intros willy-nilly. It's not like I walk in and go,
different levels.
Kevin adds an intro and I'm like mystified by it because I don't pay attention to the show. That's not how this works. Spoilers, that's exactly how this works. But Kevin is the wall of Kevin.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying? He is the gatekeeper.
True, I am the
to Andy's keymaster.
I'm glad that you make the rules here because without Kevin, like it'd be chaos, and we need that sort of order.
What's amazing about Kevin though is that with Kevin,
there's still chaos. Yeah,
it's still chaos.
Are you the keeper of the intro videos? Is that one of your things?
I'm the keeper of a lot of things, but actually, truth be told, I am not the keeper of the intro videos. Kevin and Cool Greg are the keeper of the intro videos. I, to be honest, have no idea where half of the intros came from. Keep fucking that chicken. For the longest time, I was like, I don't understand that joke. And then finally heard it, I was like, I get it.
Because we don't hear the intro videos.
I'm gonna get real with you guys real quick, because I know people.
Half the time you have no idea what's happening.
Half the time I don't know what's happening. I don't know where the birthday tax thing came from. I know that's a legacy leftover from a long time ago.
Yeah, the Colin thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I had no idea how that started.
I think just one day he was just, someone tipped saying it was their birthday, and he was like, no, it's birthday tips.
Tax.
Yeah.
That. Genius, no idea.
Genius.
There are so many legacy jokes here that I'm so embarrassed that I don't know where they came from, that I just act like I do, But I don't.
Wow, what an admission right
I
here.
Know.
Live on TV.
Would you, do you want to admit about your drug problem? Or you want to talk about your drug problem?
Do we need to get the intervention banner?
I'd rather not talk about it on this show.
You know, say the intervention bear?
Banner.
Oh.
No, no intervention bear.
I thought we had like a teddy bear.
I Radinverse gave us 500 cheers and said, hey guys, it's me again. Tuesday, I tried to show you a clip, but the cat is set up to auto-delete them so well. If you're interested, the chat, excuse me, cat, I was like, you missed an H in there. If you're still interested, just look up Avengers Infinity Whoa. W-O.
Whoops.
I think you're just all over the place.
I accidentally pressed
enter. I suck at this. As I was saying, Avengers Infinity War anime opening. P.S. I love the show and long live the channel.
Oh, I remember that video. That's a good video. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's sort of like your typical anime intro with like, you know, some K-pop, J-pop playing and na 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 na. And it's like different scenes of like Infinity War. It's done really well.
I don't remember that, but I do remember the, did you ever see that fucking badass animated like G.I. Joe style intro for Star Wars?
Oh,
the guy did. That was dope as shit.
Yeah,
that guy absolutely. Was really talented. Like, he rotoscoped a bunch of stuff. It was really cool.
Yeah.
DJ Kanto gave us a tip and said, with Chris Evans wrapping up his term as Captain America, I'm going to give a shout out to one of his best performances as Curtis in Snowpiercer, which is a sequel to Willy Wonka? Don't believe me? Google it. Seriously, I just watched a video essay on it. It's most assuredly not a sequel to Willy Wonka.
Definitely not. This guy's crazy.
In fact, I think Willy Wonka had a sequel, but it's not.
Yeah, Glass Elevator.
Yeah, the Glass Elevator.
Read a book, man.
Yeah, read a fucking book, DJ Kento.
It's a good movie, though. Snowpiercer? I like it.
I don't know.
Made me want to eat gelatin.
Like, the end, it's like, they all freeze to death. They all froze to death.
That's yeah, they cool. all died.
I like it.
Well, I think they didn't, though, because the world was, like, thawing out.
Right. There was a polar bear that then ate maybe four or five of them before they...
And then the polar bear probably died for lack of being able to actually find food. In the world. Everything's dead in this world, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Underpaid drummer says, birthday tax. Nick, can we get a seasonal show where you're a soda sommelier? Andy, can you make a seasonal show that's a spiritual sequel to Oreo Ration where you review cereals? Not a bad idea.
That's pretty good.
You could end up on Justin McElroy's new cereal podcast.
I'm in.
Let's break it down here on the McElroy brothers.
Because they have no fear.
What the fuck do they do?
They don't fear this corporate world,
obscure
Nick.
Obscure podcast, and they're always a hit.
Yeah.
Now, isn't he doing a fucking, like, an Office podcast, too, or something like that? Or a Simpsons podcast or some shit like that?
Better not me.
I don't know. It's Kid Spence gave us 500 cheers. Hey, Nick, you handsome fucking devil, you. All I need from you is to go on to go to one and tell me how much better you are than Andy. Go to the one and tell me how much better you are. Yeah, Andy, that's right. I went there. Appreciate everything you do. You know what? Andy's great.
Oh, hey.
Andy's great.
Yeah, thanks.
We're sharing the love today. You know why? Because we all have so much love together that we're going to bring into Venom tonight and just have it be just a garbage truck. Just a truck of just garbagey poop.
Thanks.
Can't wait. Are we eating popcorn?
Yeah.
Great.
If there was any movie that we are guaranteed to get all the snacks for, it's this one.
Yeah.
I will fall asleep.
It's the only thing I'm excited for.
What time
I don't think it's gonna be boring.
It's at 5?
Yeah.
Oh, that review is gonna come out pretty early. That's exciting.
I'm glad it's at 5. Because there's insult to injury and we have to go see like Suicide Squad at 9 o'clock and then come back. Like nobody, you guys don't understand, in the car ride, always after these bad movies, if it's too late, we're always like, why do we do this to ourselves? Why do we have to stay here till midnight to bash this shitty movie?
And then
Kevin has to stay here later.
Yeah. That's my thing, because like I've gotten shit from like, why are you trying to end the show early? It's because I have to stay here for an extra hour.
I totally understand. I get that now.
But like, chill out.
You know? But chill out. Yeah. All right, we got a lot more tips. Yeah, but I get to go home, so it's cool. Brian McBrien says, hey, big boys, I tried tipping twice yesterday, but I didn't process. So here, I have a fun clip I'm dying to share with Daddy Nick and Baby Andy. Enjoy. P.S. Love you, Kev.
I didn't make it.
Didn't make it?
Didn't make it.
Brian McBrien, I'm sorry, man.
I mean, why are you apologizing to Brian? Yeah, Brian should be apologizing to us.
I feel bad about it, you know?
Well, that's the way it goes.
Oh, my God.
Sir Castlaw gave us 500 cheers. Says, okay, kids, the time has finally come. I leave tomorrow for camp. No counselors. I'll try to live tweet as much as possible.
Wait, is that a real thing? That's a real thing. He's going.
I asked him to update us as he's going. So he's going to live tweet it. You have to write it down so we can go through all of his live tweets next week.
Did he give you the Twitter handle?
At @Sir_Cussalot, CUSSALOTT. If you guys want to follow him, you guys can follow along. We talked about the camp last week.
Yeah.
I think you brought that to the table. Mm-hmm. Excellent submission, by the way.
Thank you.
Still want to do it. He's going to be going, so we'll see what happens. My guess is it's going to be just like the Olympic Village, where all those sweaty, hot, hot-bodied people are
just banging left and right,
crushing their genitalia against each other.
San Antonio, Texas. What's up, Ghost Spurs? Go, baby.
There he is.
You know what I'm saying?
There he is. All right, Travis. Be safe.
Be
and by
well.
Be safe, I mean...
Work on.
Wrap it up. You know what I mean? Wrap it up. Let's all just wrap it up. Shit. DJ Kanto gave us another tip to the fun clip test. Does this pass the muster? Either way, hi, Kevin.
It does not.
He gave us another one, though.
Damn.
No, I know.
Kevin's a fucking...
He just doesn't do it. Like, I...
Are you listening to it?
No, I'm not listening to it. I can't listen to it. It has to be visually captivating.
I get it.
No.
And, you know?
I get it.
Like, you guys tell me.
But I feel like the music could make it.
Look, it could, but it's not going to make it
change
what it is.
If it's not a raccoon falling to its death and then somehow miraculously living, I don't care.
A lot of people in the chat were like, no, that raccoon definitely has internal injuries.
Oh, dude, it's dead now.
All right, first of all.
You go die alone.
No, first of all, you guys aren't fucking vets. All right, you guys don't know.
He wanted to die in dignity.
Now, this next one clip, it makes the cut.
Let me read it. Is it from Justin Ryan Beer? Or Caleb Roach? Hope this makes it past the Great Wall of Kevin. This is Caleb Roach's. All right, Caleb Roach.
Okay.
Wow us.
No, hold on.
You better fucking shock the world right
come
here.
Come correct.
This is
sir.
Your shot.
Oh, yeah. This is already starting great.
You already know.
This is already great.
Something magical.
Before you play this, for people listening, it is a jacked out. Fucking rated, like, what? This guy looks like Fabio looking dude.
He looks
like he's about to attempt a backflip amongst fake pink flamingos.
Ready?
You're speaking our language, Caleb Roach. Go for it.
It's 11 seconds, too, so shout outs on
perfect.
The time. Here we go.
Go.
Flamingo!
Yeah! Nah, I don't like it.
Nope. Try hard. That's too hard. He's trying too hard.
I mean, he's doing really good, though. How is he so jacked, though?
Could you kick that supplements. Many flamingos in 11 seconds?
I wouldn't try, because who cares?
Damn, dude, he tried really hard.
Shit, is that real? Click on that guy who lost a little weight. Is that real?
No.
Is that real?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I was really hoping he was going to do a spinning kick.
Yeah, me too.
You know?
I thought he was I wanted to watch him break his neck. Not in a I'm paralyzed for life way, but in a I should never do this stupid thing ever again because human beings aren't supposed to contort their bodies in this way.
I don't want people to get massive.
Permanently hurt, but a little bit of pain tells you don't do the thing again.
Just so they learn.
Justin Ryan Beer gave us says, my favorite shows are Nick and Andy and Kevin. Love y'all. Here's a 30-second fun clip that is probably better than Venom. And then our final tip for right now is...
Did not make the cut.
Sorry, didn't make the cut.
Jesus.
Final tip for right now is Worldbound 07 says, hope you guys enjoy this fun clip as much as I did. Love the morning show. Keep it up.
Fuck. All right, you know what? It's the second time we've gotten this tip. The same video today. So now, just because of that, we're going to watch it.
All right.
So this better be fucking good.
This better be great, Wounded Bound. Worldbound 007.
All right, here we go.
Go.
I'm not feeling this.
Wait, I am.
That's perfect. That is perfect.
It's,
yeah, yeah.
That's a great video.
That's it.
This could be an intro. I think
I'll be honest with you, Kev. I feel like we should take a vote. That needs to be an intro.
That's an intro, dude.
Joey, where do you come down?
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's a damn intro.
I don't even want to do the rest of this show.
Apologies to whoever got it vetoed on the first round. That was indeed a good video.
Oh, my God.
Somebody sent it earlier?
Kevin said we got it twice today.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That is...
Both of you, A+ gold stars.
That's a great video.
Why did it go through the thing?
I love those. Have you seen this other one where they always have like sound effects in the real world that go into music?
Yeah.
And there's a really popular one of a guy like he drops a shovel.
That's what I thought
I was going to da ga da ga da ga da ga just
but it goes with the music perfectly, dude.
Now here's the thing, like I know a lot of you are saying, hey, my fun clip was probably funnier if not as fun as that, and Kevin vetoed it. We've put Kevin's security level at 100. It's like in Photoshop when you go to use the magic wand and it's like 5 or 100.
Oh, you set the tolerance.
We set the tolerance to 100, which means that it is a very narrow margin for what a fun clip means to us. And Kevin is like the ultimate security. Is it maybe a little too totalitarian, a little too draconian? Maybe. But he keeps us all safe. And he keeps us all secret. And he keeps my secrets.
Here we go. I found the video.
Man,
yeah,
this smells like Teen Spirit one.
Yes, it's so I saw this video.
Are you gonna set it to control?
Yeah, I saw this video on a when Vine died. When
it was Vine compilation.
There was a big Vine compilation of like the funniest videos, and I spent like an hour just watching Vine at night.
Yeah, naturally.
Vine.
This is the problem too with this show. I'm always trying to end the show early. Like, I'm trying to get it done by like 45 minutes to an hour. And then this shit happens. And I'm like, I just want to watch these stupid videos and be able for like an hour.
Yeah.
There you go. That's the show. We're having fun.
We're just Internet Explorer.
I know, but then we got to get to something, you know, of some sort of substance.
We're just Internet Exploring, man.
This is like, this show's like knockoff Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. You know when you go to like Trader Joe's and you're like, no, should I get
great.
Those cups?
They're so good.
Those are
great.
Are
you talking about
they're
the
not
mini?
As good as real Reese's
they're
Peanut
better.
Butter Cups.
Because they're smaller.
The
they
butter,
make small ones, Joe.
The butter tastes so much better. The peanut butter. The peanut inside, butter. The peanut butter. It tastes
so
much better.
Did you slack him something or are we watching
I did.
This?
I slacked it to him.
Kev, what is this? Is it funny?
Hold on.
Kev's a great wall of Kevin. If even Andy is not, I'm going to tell you right now, Kevin is the ultimate decider. So if this sucks, Kevin, feel free to veto Andy.
You can veto me, yeah. This is an old video. Yeah, I liked it a lot when I first watched it. Like, I feel like I spoiled it, though, but it's very unexpected.
Ready?
Yeah.
Let me close these fucking things.
What in the... Yeah, you gotta... Just... What are these?
Watch it on a 10-hour...
This is how old this is. Look at these old-ass annotations.
Oh, my God! All right, fine. Fuck it. We're watching.
You turn them off in a little dongle. Little gear.
It's fine.
I just love shit like that. It sounded so... Oh, we're probably going to get...
Yeah, we're definitely getting copyright strikes for that.
Yeah,
so.
Shit.
No,
thanks, everyone.
Shovel. Huh?
It's like it's not the real noise.
That's what a shovel makes. All right. We're done with clips. Everyone, we'll come back to tips in a couple seconds. Before that, let's talk some news. The news. I want to try that one more time. Let's talk some news. The news.
There it is. Hey, man. Kevin has to have his fingers and his eyes at a million points.
Kevin's got his fingers in everyone's pie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why his finger is just thinky. Mm-hmm. Chris Evans officially wraps playing Captain America. This is via The Hollywood Reporter, but it's made the rounds around the internet.
It's bullshit. I call bullshit.
You call bullshit on this?
I call bullshit.
This story. Let me read the story, and then we can all weigh in on this with our expert opinion of what's going on. Chris Evans on Thursday announced he has officially hung up his shield after playing Captain America for a decade. Evans tweeted that it was over. Quote, officially wrapped on Avengers 4. It was an emotional day, to say the least. Playing this role over the last 8 years has been an honor to everyone in front of the camera, behind the camera, and the audience. Thank you for the memories. Eternally grateful, Evans tweeted. The actor previously alluded to retiring his character in a profile in the New York Times, which quoted him saying, "Is you want to get off the train before they push you off." He's 37 years old and, of course, has been playing this character since 2011's Captain America, the First Avenger. Let's not forget, he also started as Johnny Storm. Just putting that out there.
I call bullshit.
I just want to know this. I just want you to know this, Chris Evans. If you think there's something better for you, a light at the end of that tunnel, there's not. Okay, you can go back to playing Johnny Storm. Just saying. So like, maybe stay on the train for a couple
of
movies.
Old man Johnny.
Sneak.
I don't think, I think this is bullshit. I think this is a diversion. They want us to think, obviously, he's going to die in part 4, right?
I don't think Marvel and Disney would stoop that low.
I don't understand why they would do this now. They haven't even announced the name of the fucking movie. Why would they now be like, hey, like, no matter what happens after this, he's done. You know what I mean? Nothing.
I mean, I'm with you. I think this is real.
Or he could have just said nothing.
What's happening?
Nothing. He could have just said nothing. That's my problem with it.
Yeah.
Like,
well, it seems like this is like a low-key spoiler then, right?
Yeah, like, why don't you make this announcement after the movie's come out, like, a fucking month?
I agree, Kevin.
This doesn't make sense.
Because you have to assume he dies in the movie, right? Is that what we're all alluding to?
That's what we, I mean.
No, let's not beat around the bush here. We're all adults. Yeah.
I mean, the trailers had fake clips. So, I mean, maybe this is their next level of trying to fake out the audience.
Maybe. Or maybe he's played the character for like 87 movies and he's like, I don't want to do this anymore because it's the same cookie cutter shit that I have to do in every movie.
But it's not. His character's changed so much. Yeah. He went from being like,
bro, his character went from being the squeaky clean Captain America to being squeaky clean Captain America with a beard.
Oh, man.
And let me tell you one thing right now. No. You think just growing a beard makes you better?
He's literally fighting against the government.
It really does. No, I agree with you, Kev. I mean, look, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe he's just, for one, the toll it takes on your body is a lot. You gotta stay jacked, and that's, you know, as I know,
tiring,
it's hard. Exactly. It's difficult. That's why I never tried it.
Oh, right, yeah.
I never even tried.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I do think that it's interesting because these guys can't play these characters forever. So if they kill him off, that leaves room for newer people to come in. I mean, listen, this is not a comic book where you can keep drawing these people. These people, Chris Evans will eventually get old. He's 37. For Christ's sake, he's almost 40. We all know that your life, for all intents and purposes, ends at 40.
You die around 50.
Like, the big question is, RDJ, he's got to be on his way out too, right? Like, how many more movies can he do as Iron Man?
How many times
has
he said he's going to quit, though?
I mean,
I don't know.
Like, a million fucking times.
But, like, for reasons, right? Like, wasn't that contract shit? Like, where he was like, all right, I guess I'm going to leave unless you pay X person more.
Yeah,
I don't know. All kidding aside, if this is real... Chris Evans, we love you very much. Thank you for doing awesome work, and thank you for helping to keep this train going, because we all very much appreciate it. And we're going to appreciate it even more, my guess, is around 7:30 tonight when we get out of the Venom movie.
Yeah.
And hey, thank God someone's trying to do this right.
If this is real, not cool, Chris Evans. All right, not cool. This is not how you do this.
God, you look so tan, Kevin.
I'm very tan.
Jesus Christ. You look orange.
You look like you're about to do a bodybuilding competition and you just dipped your face in self-tanner.
I mean, I was on the beach for a week almost.
See, what's funny is if Tim had the same level of exposure to the sun that you did,
look at you.
You are...
It's all over my body.
You're
too,
like a toasty waffle right now, you know?
There's a little red
to it. You have the color of a burnt pancake. You do.
You are pumpkin spice right now, dude.
You are so fucking
right,
pumpkin
can we
spice.
Just for a second?
But what's amazing is look at the line of white. Look at the line of hair, white on his forehead.
Where my hair is covered.
Where his hair covered. See, this is the only advantage of being bald is that the skin,
no hairline.
The sun can penetrate to your scalp, so you're always, you get the even tan.
I have a random question for you, Andy.
What's up?
Is Maximum Cortez a playoff of Maximum Carnage?
Mm-hmm.
I just now put that together.
Really?
Dude, it was in the corner of that article.
Oh. All right.
Joey, don't believe him, dude. That's not Maxwell Carnage. Come on.
Nah, he just made that shit up. Bring up this next news story, please, Kevin. This comes from Polygon. Apparently, in addition to there being a DDR movie in the works, which Joey told me I can't commentate on because, quote, I don't know what DDR is.
I said that because they talked about it on Games Daily yesterday.
I was like,
I
put it on the thing, and she was like, you know, they talked about that on Games Daily yesterday. I was like, yeah, but no one's heard my opinion on it. To which she proceeded to quiz me.
You said your expertise, excuse me.
She proceeded to quiz me. Oh, really? How much DDR have you played? To which I said, I'm going to answer your question with a question. What's the story behind
what
the
is DDR?
What is DDR?
Daniel Delano Roosevelt. It's
cool
his
Greg.
Brother.
Cool Greg.
It's FDR's cool brother, around. Dude.
We need more party.
Yeah?
Yeah. Can we get, Cool Greg, can we get two more parties in the can? Two more parties in the can?
When are we going to have a conversation about your clear Diet Coke addiction?
What?
I mean, you're off the rails.
Yeah, you've been pounding like four or five of these.
My desk at home is disgusting.
I'm not kidding,
Nick. I have four cans of Coke Zero and two Diet Coke cans that I've all been drinking with with one of the other Cherry Coke bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Just all on my desk right now. And it's shades of when I would play World of Warcraft back in the day, and I'd have six Monsters and four Red Bulls.
Cannonball.
And just bags of eaten hot fries and stuff.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Let me explain to you guys something.
Thank you, Cool Greg.
I have, everyone else in the company has been traveling all over the place. Kevin goes to Hawaii, Tim's in Bali, Greg goes to go to New York. I am the one that is holding the fucking fort down. Do you understand me? So if I, excuse me, if I have to do that.
Why? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Listen, if I have to do that, by highly caffeinating myself and potentially destroying my liver with artificial sweeteners. That's what's going to happen.
Don't even worry about it.
Copy that, Kev. Look, let's quickly go through some news stories, and we got to wrap this bad boy up. Mega Man film in the works. Capcom, 20th Century Fox are making Mega Man movie. The live-action film, tentatively titled Mega Man, was officially announced by Capcom today, more than 3 years after the project was initially rumored. Mega Man will be written and directed by Henry Yost and Ariel Schulman, the duo behind the film Catfish and Nerve. Churn and Entertainment, the producers of Planet of the Apes series, is co-producing with actor Masi Oka, Heroes Hawaii 5-0. Capcom said it, quote, aims to appeal to a diverse audience, including not only gamers, game players, but action movie fans as well, with an adaptation that maintains the world of Mega Man games while incorporating the grand production and entertainment value of Hollywood movies.
Just make it.
Are known. So let me just boil that quote down to it.
Make it an animated
basically,
movie.
What we want to do is make a Mega Man movie with the title of Mega Man, but we want to make that as mainstream as possible, thus ensuring that the thing that people love about Mega Man the most will be completely and totally obliterated.
Make it an animated movie, dude.
The only thing that I like about this is that it's 20th Century Fox, which means that it's probably Disney. It may be going into production under the Disney banner by the time all said.
Let's have the Wreck-It Ralph crew make a Mega Man movie. And you know what? Let's have
like a Super Mario movie, too.
Casting. I'm thinking casting right now. Mm-hmm. Sean William Scott as Mega Man, right? Obviously. Jason Biggs as Dr. Wily. Shannon Elizabeth as Zero.
Shannon Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Shannon Elizabeth.
The guy who played...
Are you casting this just from the American Pie franchise? Is that what you're doing? Is this what this joke is?
No.
Eugene Levy as Dr. Roboto or whatever the fuck is his name? Dr. Wily?
Dr. Light?
No.
Actually, you know what? Eugene Levy would make an awesome
Dr. Light.
You
know what?
You fucking got me, man.
Thank you.
No, yeah, I blame the party. I think I'm just not partying enough.
You're not partying
I gotta get on your level, brother.
You gotta fucking open your mind, dude.
Dude, chill the fuck out.
Everybody needs to relax because... This episode of the Kind of Funny Morning Show is brought to you by two amazing sponsors, the first of which is StockX. Ever wonder how to get the hottest new sneakers, the ones that barely hit shelves? The answer is StockX, a revolutionary new marketplace for buying and selling 100% authentic sneakers, streetwear, watches, and handbags. Millions are already using StockX to find everything after it sells out, from the latest Yeezys to every retro Jordan to the hottest new streetwear from brands like Supreme, Bat, Palace, and Kith. StockX even allows users to buy and sell pre-owned, excellent condition luxury handbags and watches like brands like Louis Vuitton, Chanel, Gucci, Rolex, Omega, Tudor, and more. The reason StockX is so cool is because it uses the same principles as the stock market to make buying and selling as safe and as easy as possible. It gives you access to tons of historical data, so you know that the price you're getting is a good price, and more so, they have experts who verify every item, making sure everything you buy is 100% authentic. Never get burned by fakes again. If you want to check out this awesome service, which Tim Geddes now swears by, he got so excited when we got this. He was like, look at this, I got these Jordans on it. Go to StockX.com/morning. That's StockX.com/morning. StockX, now you know. Next up, we have Amazon Prime Video. Thanks to Prime Video Channels for supporting the Kind of Funny Morning Show. Prime Video Channels is an Amazon Prime benefit. Right now, in addition to fast shipping with Amazon Prime, you can also have great entertainment delivered to you instantly through Prime Video. Create a TV lineup you love from 100 premium and specialty channels like Showtime, Stars, HBO, CBS All Access, Noggin, PBS Kids, PBS Masters, Acorn TV, and BritBox. All of these channels start with a free trial. You can start a 7-day free trial of any of the channels you haven't tried yet. Only pay for the channels you want. Start your free trial of over 100 channels by visiting trypremiumchannels.com/kindoffunny. Right now, obviously, I love HBO. I swear by HBO. You got to watch Ballers. HBO has so many amazing shows that you get access to. And if you have Amazon Prime and you don't have HBO right now, you can try it through Amazon Prime on your PS4 like I do. It's fantastic. Just search any HBO property. And it'll pop up and say, hey, you can either pay for this or you can start your free trial of HBO right here. And I recommend starting your free trial because HBO is awesome. Let's see. Right now, again, you want to take advantage of this to start your free trial of over 100 channels by visiting tryprimechannels.com/kindoffunny. That's tryprimechannels.com/kindoffunny. Go check it out. All right. Let's go back to the news for a couple seconds, and then we'll read some tips, and then we'll give away the game right now.
We'll do away with the rigmarole. Congratulations to Aaron Zurer from the Kind of Funny Patreon. You've won Hover on PS4.
Yay!
You guys remember, if you're watching the show live and you're in the chat, you're entered to win. If you want to be a subscriber, that gives you another way to win. By the way, another Amazon Prime benefit is you get one free Twitch Prime. Please use it for someone. Here's your daily reminder. And of course, go check out both of our Patreons. That is awesome. What are we looking at here, Kev? Krypton reveals ruthless DC Comics bounty hunter Lobo in season 2, first look. Lobo.
Did you all finish this?
I'm still like 2 episodes away from season 1's finale.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. So you watched that far into it?
Yeah.
I also need to catch up.
Yeah. It's good. It's good.
But I mean, I know it's good. I never had any... I didn't grow up like caring about Superman, so that's like the thing holding me back.
You should check it out. It's cool. It's pretty sci-fi based too, so it has a little less to do with like comics and more to do the world they're building up Krypton, which is cool.
And also, Cameron's just handsome. You know?
Jacked.
Very handsome.
All right. Lobo. Let's see, we're at 11:40. We got some time. We got some time, guys.
We don't have that much time.
We got some time.
We don't got that much time, though.
We got time. Let's, I want to watch this trailer with Andy, because I feel like, Andy, a lot of people say that when you and I are on camera, we're very reminiscent of Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly.
Yeah, exactly.
They say basically we are the spiritual successors to Talladega Nights.
Yeah, yeah.
Alive.
And they are making a movie called Holmes and Watson, which the trailer came out like 5 days ago, but I don't care. I want to watch it with you
now. Okay, sounds good.
Kev, are we watching this on, do I need to change inputs or?
You do. Give me 2 seconds, I'm setting that up right now.
I'm gonna, changing inputs song, we need a song for inputs.
How does it become the ACDC?
Well, because I couldn't remember the hook from that part. Yeah, let's watch it.
Okay, here we go.
Your Majesty, may I present to you the greatest detective of all time, Sherlock Holmes, and Dr. John Watson.
I love you.
Watson?
Oh!
Whew, what a looker, right?
She is stunning.
This is already gonna be great.
I don't like them doing the accent, though.
I wish they didn't have the accent.
Get over it, Andy, they got it.
His methods are ingenious.
There.
He's a master of disguise.
What have you done with Sherlock? Why, Watson?
I never left.
Oh, amazing.
And his mind is brilliant.
Angle of approach. Compass of open floor. Termination of mosquito.
Well done, Holmes.
Oh, they done messed up.
A murder in Buckingham Palace. Solve this case in 4 days or I will kill the Queen. Signed, Professor James Moriarty.
Oh, they got Ralph Fiennes for that? That's awesome.
Come, Watson. We have a killer to catch.
Yeah, no shit, Sherlock.
Nah, I don't like that.
Shall we begin the audience?
Yeah, I'm not. This might be hit or miss for me.
Doctor. Impossible. Fortunately, we have a real doctor.
Yeah?
Would you like some heroin?
Oh, that's the wrestler. What's his name?
I have 2 days left to live.
Let me know.
Solve this case.
Your Majesty, would you mind if we had a picture together?
Watson?
Who's going to take the photograph?
I will take it. You see, it's sort of a self-photograph.
He's a real fan.
I swear, I never do this.
Hey, girl!
I swear I never do this.
Strowman.
Braun Strowman.
This looks, it looks a little too slapstick. Like, I like Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly when they're like a little bit more, it's just about them and they're improvising and having fun.
Yeah.
I watch the movie, of course. Because I support, there are two people I always support, The Rock and Will Ferrell. They're right there up there with each other. In fact, if they ever switched roles,
I just feel like Will Ferrell's been on such a, he's been on a bad streak lately.
He hasn't knocked one out of the park in a while, but you also haven't seen The House. So what I need you to do is swallow your own fucking fist and also choke on it because you're dumb. The House is amazing and really funny. Do you remember? You were entertained by me watching The House. You were giggling at The House. That's how good that movie is.
What's up, Kev?
I know this is gonna be hard to believe.
Okay? Hot take.
But I want you to just look at me first.
Nick's probably right.
You know what, frankly,
he hates saying that.
I want you to give it a chance. I think maybe you should watch Daddy's Home.
I stopped halfway through it.
You stopped the wrong part.
I got to the fucking motorcycle scene. I was like, this movie is garbage.
You didn't start right. You didn't see Hannibal Buress with all the fun racism jokes?
Dude, that was fucking hilarious. That was fucking hilarious. Which he's not. But it was so funny.
Nah, I'm good.
Andy, watch The House. Do me a favor.
Hey, I did watch The House.
Try Amazon Prime video channels. Go to HBO. The House is on there right now.
I did watch The House.
It was funny, right?
It was.
Jason Mitsoukas is fucking hilarious in that.
Yeah, he
was great.
They're
trying to cut the guy's hand. I was like,
at the very beginning, they're trying to scare him.
It's so scary, but they're about to throw up.
It was not as bad as I thought it'd be, but it's still, I don't think it was a very good movie.
You know, I don't think you're a very good movie. That's what I'm going to say to you right now.
What's this? What's this?
Have you seen this trailer yet?
No.
Okay, so there's a movie called Vice coming out. And this is the one that Christian Bale got really big for to play Dick Cheney.
Oh, okay.
It's basically about, it's about Dick Cheney, but it's let me explain to you. Sam Rockwell plays George W. Bush and Christian Bale plays Dick Cheney.
Okay, I'm in.
Tell me this movie doesn't look fucking amazing.
What do you say?
Jesus.
I want you to be my VP. I want you. You're my vice.
Well, George, I'm the CEO of a large company. And I have been Secretary of Defense. And I have been White House Chief of Staff. The Vice Presidency is a mostly symbolic job. Uh-huh. However, if we came to a different understanding, I can handle the more mundane jobs. Overseeing bureaucracy,
incredible, dude.
Military, energy, and foreign policy.
That's hot.
Yeah, right. I like that.
So every job, every major job in the presidency, he's gonna oversee. Amy Adams is his wife. Fucking come on,
dude.
He plays Donald Rumsfeld.
Power. People will always try to take it from you. Always.
God, that's so big.
Are you even more ruthless than you used to be?
So we gonna do this thing or what? I mean, is this happening?
I believe we can make this work.
God damn.
Dude, I can't fucking wait for this movie.
Fucking good is that one?
I didn't know this existed.
It's a thing, yeah. Goblin, you know what it is? It's A24.
Yeah.
They just find great projects to
work
on.
Well, that's Annapurna.
Oh, is that Annapurna? I'm sorry, yeah. Annapurna. They also find great projects to work for. Excuse me. They do, Annapurna has done a bunch of great movies too.
Wow, that looks awesome.
So good.
Yeah.
So fucking
good. I'm in, like 100%.
If you said to me, like, hey, we're gonna cast George W. Bush and we're gonna cast Sam Rockwell, I'd have been like, you deserve a gold star.
Yeah.
There you go. Boom.
That's fantastic, dude.
All right, let's go into let's go into the chat and then we'll round out this day. We got one more day left of the week, so you gotta change. We gotta.
You getting rid of this?
What is it?
What did I do? Sorry, you have to switch screens.
Oh, sorry. Is there one more story?
Yeah.
Is it the Aquaman poster?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's look at that real quick. What the hell?
What happened?
No, I'm just looking at the poster.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, no, you're good. apparently this is a real poster, but it looks fake as shit. Am I wrong?
I don't know. I don't think it looks fake. I just don't think it looks very good. Like,
I think it looks fake. The orange shirt doesn't make any fucking sense for the character they made. They've gone so far away from orange and
bright,
gold.
Vibrant.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's got like that, like gold and like ratty looking.
It's
very.
It's more like bronze and like kind of rust copper.
Right.
Interesting.
And it just this seems so far away from him. The fact that he tweeted this out, I don't know if that means it's real or. He saw this and he was like, yeah, it's cool.
But, and it was just from some student's like DeviantArt site.
Like some kid was like, I just drew this. It took me 45 years to draw this. And now it's here. I don't know. Whatever. Every time we talk about WB, someone is like, oh, man, you guys will fucking hate WB. It's because they put shit like this out. This looks bad.
Shit, dude. It's garbage.
It looks bad.
It's bad.
But if you're watching this on YouTube, ladies and gentlemen, let us know what you think about the Aquaman poster or that dope-ass Vice trailer or that quasi-not-very-good Holmes trailer, but I'm still going to see it anyway, and I'll probably watch it on a plane and make Andy watch it because it's going to be my new obsession. Let's go into sub-only mode real quick, and then we'll round out this day. What are people saying in the chat here?
Will Ferrell and Brad Pitt are producers on Vice.
Really?
Interesting.
Wait, dope.
Do you want me to do the sub-only thing?
I did it already.
Okay.
No, oh, I mean, no, we're just jumping into sub-only mode right now because we gotta get out of here. We got a special guest for Gamescast. We gotta get the flock out. Nick, any Netflix suggestions? Yeah, The Great British Bake Off. How have you not heard this already? Watch it. Watch it.
Also, should we look at tips one more time?
Sure. That's a great call, actually.
Oh, this sounds really good.
Let me read all the tips real quick, Kevin, and then we'll do a lightning round of whatever's left over.
There's only two more.
Okay. Let's see. Wingfan191 says, this is my apology tip. I'm sorry I failed you. Worst part, I was in a meeting and missed your analysis. It won't happen again. It better not, Wingfan. It better not. Because what happened was, you gave us a clip that was subpar, and then someone else gave us that deer clip, and that was fucking everything, and which kind of made me forget about your clip until you just reminded me. So now you've done two things wrong.
Now I'm mad again, yeah.
You put the sour taste back in my mouth, and now I need whatever this is to take me back.
This is pretty good.
Mr. Yasmin300 gave us a clip and said, I hope Kevin loves this fun clip. Kevin, did you like
not.
It?
No,
you
did not.
You didn't like this clip?
No, that's Yasmin gave us a different clip. Sorry, Yasmin, try harder. Xmoda says, here is a legit fun clip. Just imagine the kids' faces. Okay, I'm assuming that's what we're watching here.
Yeah.
Let's watch it. Oh no.
It says, can't take my brother anywhere.
Do you like this?
That is awesome.
It's really good.
It's no deer clip, but that was
really
up there.
Good. It's really good.
All right, chat, give us something good or we're done. Nick, have you called Tim Paul Hollywood back? Oh, what's up?
I said, no more tips, too.
Yeah, there are no more tips. If people want to tip more after the show, you can keep tipping all damn night long.
Don't, because then we don't see them when someone tips.
Well,
at
that's
6
their
a.m.
fault.
Okay.
Tip while the show's happening, or if you're watching this on YouTube 5 hours from now, go over to twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, subscribe to our channel via Amazon Prime, and give us a tip. Why not? Who cares? Who cares? It's just money. You can make more of it.
Well, it's Andy, always out there.
It's always out there. It's like on a tree or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to this comment before I was so rudely interrupted, have I called Tim Paul Hollywood by mistake? No, but I'm going to start calling him Paul Hollywood now until he starts watching The Great British Bake Off, because he kind of looks like Paul Hollywood. Oh. If he had a goatee, he could go as Paul Hollywood. If we frosted his hair and you went as Mary Berry, you guys would be amazing as Paul Hollywood and Mary Berry.
The flavors are not quite there.
It's not quite how we wanted it. Yeah. She always includes we, which is even more insulting, because it's like, Mary, but you weren't there.
Yeah.
Why are you being insulted? I apologize. I should not use that word. I apologize. But it's like, come on, lady. Like, fucking, you weren't there.
Well, I got a tweet about Mary Berry.
Yeah?
About how she's on another show that we need to watch. Because somebody, I don't know if it was a tweet. Yeah, I don't know. But they said, Andy, I know Nick is really sad about Mary Berry not being on the newer seasons.
I'm not. I don't like it that much.
Oh, shit. That's right.
I like the new host better because she has more shit to say. Mary Berry just gets mulled over by Paul. He comes off like an asshole. And Mary Berry just comes off as like, she doesn't give a shit about the show.
Okay.
I want someone that can go pound for pound, round for round with Paul Hollywood.
Well, apparently she's on a different show now.
Yeah, you know why.
What's the show called?
They moved the show over from BBC to like a different network.
Yeah, I told you about
everyone
this.
Stayed except for Paul.
Yeah. He was the only one willing to. Everybody was like, no, like we don't want it to leave this network. A lot of people are going to be without jobs. And he was like, I want that money, dog. I want that money.
A lot of people say their careers are over.
Hmm.
Yeah. Let's see. It's Kid Spence says, I need Amazon Prime shows to watch. Watch Jack Ryan. It's a good show. Nick, you didn't answer my Soda Sommelier question in my tip. I said underpaid drummer. That's because it wasn't a very good question. What do you want from me? Again, try harder, people.
I thought they did. I thought he just said he wants.
Yeah, that wasn't even a question. Let's go back to that tip for analysis. Let's zoom in on this tip for analysis and see if I, in fact, did not give him the appropriate amount of time of my very valuable time. Birthday tax. Nick, can we get a seasonal show where you're a soda sommelier? No. That's the answer to that question. But see, we answered it with a funnier thing where Andy said, I'll do a seasonal show do a serial podcast.
Well, it's on there.
That's on there. That's
what he was saying. And Andy said, yeah, I'll do that. So you asked 5 questions here, and I'm backpedaling like a motherfucker. Sorry, we didn't ask that question. Underpaid drummer. No, I don't want to do that because I only love Diet Coke. And to be honest, I should stop drinking Diet Soda. Truth be told.
No, you're fine, dude.
You're fine.
Am I fine?
You're healthy in every other aspect of your life.
Nick, you're not killing yourself.
Am I? I also use heroin.
I heard aspartame, the worst thing you can do to your stomach biome.
Yeah. Probably fucks up your liver, too. Who knows?
You know what's worse, though?
Underpaid driver says Nick doing some straight flip flop. Yeah. What happened was here's what happened was, and then let me break it down for you.
Let's see it. Yeah, yeah.
I started going, and then I was like, "You're going a little too hard on this joke."
Paint the photo.
You're going a little too hard on this joke. Then I read it. I'm like, "You have no context for this joke," so it's just coming off really insulting. And then I'm like, "We gotta just eat some crow right now and cut it
back."
That's
fine.
Because he gave us $5, and I didn't answer his question. But I was trying to make it sound like I did, but it was my fault, not his.
Yeah.
So I apologize, underpaid drummer. Thank you for the money. But no, I don't want to do a Soda Sommelier show. But I would be on Andy's.
I will.
I would be on Andy's cereal podcast.
I'm not even a big cereal fan. I fucking...
What if you did?
I'm lactose intolerant.
Let me pitch you a show right now.
I want to do a gum show. Or a soda show.
You're dumb. Let me pitch you a show right now. Let me... Stop.
Let me hear.
Stop. Here's the... Are you familiar with a popular podcast series called Cereal?
Yeah.
We do one called Cereal, but we spell it like the breakfast cereal.
Sure.
But we do it exactly like that, where it's like American Vandal, but like we go deep into like cereal cases.
Cereal
really,
lore.
But like people who, yeah, you know, who buy cereal, is there a controversy about? But really, it's just a tongue-in-cheek way for us to eat Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries. What do you think about that?
This episode.
But we do it like...
Brought to you by...
Kellogg's.
No. Oh, let's see. It's always the Stamps one.
Stamps.com?
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing right now. That cereal podcast pissed me the fuck off.
Why?
I got all the way to the end of it. I was like,
they didn't find
it. You didn't solve the fucking thing?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you pick a good thing you solved?
It's a good ride, though.
You know what it is? It's a great ride that, like, at the very end, just, like, there's no more track. And they're like, well, have fun jumping down from this 50 feet.
I thought it was fun. I liked it. Yeah. Omega Batman says Nick is being mean today, and I agree. I think you're being very vicious.
Am I?
To everybody around you.
You know, I'm going to render an apology to Mary Berry as well. I feel bad. I feel bad I called you the B word. I'd be honest with you. I'm trying to strike that word from my vocabulary right now. But it's just so fun to say.
It's a word that
I only
call my guy friends.
Yeah, but even then, it's just...
You could have said, stop. Mary Berry, motherfucker. Like,
Mary Berry is a bad motherfucker.
Yeah.
She is. Yeah. Like, have you watched the Master series, the Masterclass series, where she goes back and
teaches?
Like, oh, it's all... You got to go back and watch it. It's all on Netflix. It's them. It's Paul Hollywood and Mary Berry. And every time they put the technical challenge out, they go back and show them how to really do it.
Oh.
So they cut episodes in of like, here's where they fucked up and here's what you have to do. And they make the thing and it's perfect.
Shit. That's pretty dope. That's pretty cool. So
Mary,
watching...
if you're watching, I apologize for calling you the B word. I'm sorry about that. It's not a right thing to say. I'm trying to be better. I will be better.
I just picture her like watching Twitch like in bed because it's over there. It's like 8 p.m. already for her. And then... She's just like,
how dare you? Yeah. It's not quite what we wanted
closing
to say.
Closing the app, yeah.
I'm not tipping anymore.
I don't fancy that word.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been one bang up of a show. Thank you so much for joining us here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Remember, we do the show every day of the week, except for Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. PT, Monday through Friday. Follow this channel. Support us any way you can.
Get those love of God ready.
And if you're watching this on YouTube, let's keep the conversation going in the chat. We love jumping in there. And by we, I mean me, because these two guys don't do whatever. But if you want to talk shit about them, they'll never know. It'll be our little secret. Just like that time I took Kevin.
No. End the shit.